Finally! Kelsey Truman practically screamed as she stepped off the airplane and ripped her sweater off. The temperature in Sweden was 33 degrees centigrade, and she hadn't felt warm in days. Although Stockholm was beautiful and clean, the weather was just too much. At the first chance she got, she booked a ticket to one of her dream destinations, Rio de Janeiro, in Brazil. Getting the visa was a big pain, but after feeling the warm air and the sun on her face, it was well worth the cost and the red tape. She was supposed to be here 2 weeks earlier, but she had to rebook her flight when her visa application was stuck at the embassy during the Christmas break. This flight had cost her an arm and a leg, plus she didn't have hotel reservations anymore, but she was glad to get out of freezing Sweden. After clearing immigration, Kelsey walked towards the luggage carousel and waited for her backpack. She spotted her most trusted companion making its way down the conveyor belt. She was surprised it had held together so long, but it certainly was not shiny and new. Some of the straps were frayed, and it could use a deep cleaning, but it certainly pulled its weight, literally, on this adventure. Sometimes, Kelsey would wake up in the middle of the night, not sure where she was. At first, she'd try to reach towards her bedside table for her reading lamp. But then she'd realize that she was in a hostel in Madagascar or a guest house in Malaysia. She couldn't believe it was almost a year since she was fired from her job as a senior analyst at Synergy in New York and found that her fiancé, Carl, was cheating on her. It was, in fact, on the same day. Looking back, she could hardly believe that was her life, and how completely out of tangent it was heading now. Nearly hitting the one-year mark of her travels and circumnavigating the globe, Kelsey still wasn't sure what to do next. But she wasn't worried, as she would have time to figure it out later. And the tenant back at her apartment was willing to sign another year lease. After picking up her backpack, Kelsey walked out of the baggage area and walked towards the customs area. "Whoa!" she said out loud. The lines at the custom area were insane. First of all, many of the arriving passengers had 3 or 4 bags each. But there also had to be hundreds of people crammed into the small space, with lines snaking around 10 or 12 turns deep. "What's going on?" she asked a guy in line next to her.
"What's going on?"
he laughed. He had a thick accent, probably a local, she thought.
"It's carnival weekend."
"Oh, crap!" Kelsey slapped her hand on her forehead. She was so desperate to get out of Sweden, she didn't even bother to check if there was anything happening in Rio. "This," she thought, "is gonna make my life hell." Kelsey's hell had just begun. First, she started searching for the bus into the city. The lines were so long, and the buses so infrequent, Kelsey could already judge it would be at least 2 hours before she can get into a bus. Plus, the traffic would be even worse. Finally, she decided to bite the bullet and take a taxi. She stood in line for 20 minutes, until finally she got into one of the yellow cabs, which, her guidebook said, were not as expensive as the private taxi. However, not knowing a lick of Portuguese, she couldn't explain to the driver where she wanted to go. And when he finally understood she wanted to go to Copacabana Beach, the meter had gone up double what she was expecting to pay, and then she fought with a driver who wanted to charge her even more because she was American. She got to the Copacabana Tropics Hotel, which was her first choice. And, of course, they were booked up for the entire week. The poor, haggard front desk staff had apologized to her, but since she did not renew her expired reservation, and because of the carnival, there was simply nothing they could do for her. A trek down Avenida Atlantica proved to be useless, as every single hotel on the strip of the beautiful Copacabana Beach was fully booked. Finally, the last hotel she went to took pity on her and let her use the business center so she could go online and find something. Anything, really, at this point. After an hour, she got the phone number of a hostel called Lazy Dog, within walking distance away. They had one bunk left. which was going to cost an arm and a leg. But it was better than sleeping on the streets tonight.